David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Worship Radio 247.
247.
Podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Welcome to the podcast. It is great to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. And what a program we have for you today. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, as we always do. Not only that, I'll bring you the Word of God, and that's exciting as well. I'll bring you Being Like Christ and Part 12. And not only that, but today, this very day, we're going to worship even more. And what we're going to do is break bread together. I'll play you some music in a moment. Ron Canole and a song called Be Glorified. That's coming up next. And then right after that, we'll be breaking bread. More worship. And then I'll bring you the Word of God. And after that, even more worship. Let's just say thank you to Almighty God for everything He has done as we worship together in spirit and in truth.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be
Oh,
fresh glory in your presence.
Got about 1.5 minutes to get the elements ready for breaking of the bread. Some bread and some fruit juice, whatever you want to use. That is coming next. Hallelujah indeed.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That is Ron Canole.
Take my hand. Take my feet. Take my heart, Lord.
And be glorified.
And speak through me. Lord, you can use anything. And my prayer tonight, our prayer tonight, Lord, is that you use us.
Thank you, Jesus. So what we're going to do is I'm going to bring you some scripture first of all as we break bread together. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 27 because I believe that this particular scripture is so important. Paul says this, "Whosoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself and herself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." So that's what we're going to begin to do right now. We're going to pray. And we're going to pray together, you and I. Heavenly Father, just say these words after me, if that makes it easier. Heavenly Father, I pray now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would flood my life with your love and your joy and your peace. I ask you, Father, to forgive me for any sin. Forgive me and make me whole, make me brand new. And I promise that I will follow you for the rest of my life. for you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done in my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you look in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and go back to verse 23, you will read this. And Paul says this, "For I have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take the bread now. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. We love you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you for your broken body given for us. We acknowledge you and we love you. And God Almighty, we adore you. And right now we worship you. In your spirit. And in my truth. Amen and amen. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." That is so important. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take the cup in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us today, what you continue to do for us today. And we honor you and we adore you. Amen and amen. Let's worship now. This is an amazing song. This comes from Carrie Job and is called the Revelation Song. What a perfect song for a perfect day. It's Carrie Job. Carrie, Job. Oh, that is wonderful. That is Carrie Job and the Revelation song here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
We come to the daily devotional and we come to the Word of God. We're looking today at Matthew, the 11th chapter, and verses 29 and 30. And this is our series, our current series, Being Like Christ. And part 12. This is what the word says. Jesus is talking, and he says this. He says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Take my yoke upon you. First of all, what's a yoke? A yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs. Think about that. A yoke being a wooden beam that is used between a pair of oxen or horses or whatever it is. And what it does is it enables them to pull together when there is a load. They can pull together. They can be together in this. And Jesus is saying to you today, take my yoke upon you. Jesus is saying, listen, you can't do this on your own. I don't want you to do it on your own. I want you to be yoked together with me. Another part of Scripture says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. In other words, don't have this thing on so that you are joined, so that you are pulling in one way, but God wants you to pull one way, and Satan wants the other person to pull the other way. So it can't work. You see, Jesus is clearly saying here, when you are yoked with someone, you're pulling in the same direction. You're doing the same things together because you are together. And Jesus is saying, I want to be yoked with you. I want you to put my yoke upon you. I want to be pulling the same way you are, and I want to teach you. You see, Jesus is talking about teaching you because he is humble and gentle at heart. Those are two things that Jesus is saying. If you want to be like me, you've got to learn these lessons. You've got to learn, first of all, to be humble of heart. It's no good being haughty. No good being overconfident. No good being big-headed. You've got to be humble. Treat other people as you would like them to treat you. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. This is what he's saying. And the only way to do that is to be humble in heart. If you have not got a humble heart, how on earth can you love another person the way you're supposed to? You have to be humble to be able to love in that way. And Jesus says, I am humble. and gentle at heart. In other words, his heart is wide open and it's very, very gentle. It's not harsh. It's not angry. It's not condemnatory. Jesus' heart convicts. When he's talking to you, when Jesus is teaching you, he's convicting you. He's saying, I want this for you so much. Jesus is saying to you right now, I want you to have a humble heart. And I want you to be gentle. I want you to have a gentleness instead of a harshness. Jesus is saying to you, you remember when you spoke harshly to that person? Or when you did that, it hurt them. And Jesus is saying, that's not my way. My way is the right way. My way is for me to pull with you. My way is for you and I to walk along that road together, says Jesus. Not to be judgmental. Not to be harsh. Not to accuse. Not to judge. Not to point the finger. Not to point out someone's wrongs. That's not your job, says the Lord. That's my job, and I will do that through conviction, not condemnation. I want you to be gentle of heart, says the Lord. I want you to have a humble heart. Oh, the Lord wants this so much for you and I. He wants you to look to him when things are going wrong. And if you are yoked together with the Lord, then Jesus is pulling you along. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? If you imagine a yoke going around two animals, one of those animals is going to be stronger than the other. And as the strong animal is pulling, the weaker animal is able to follow slightly behind, but go in the same direction. That is what Jesus is pointing out to us today. When we are yoked together with him, when we are taking on the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're pulling in the same direction. And actually, because you are yoked, you can't get away. You can't pull away and go down your own road. You're forced to go the way that Jesus is going because he's the stronger one. He says, the yoke that I put around you is the yoke that I want you to have. Take my yoke upon you. And he says in verse 30, for my yoke is easy to bear, it's not heavy. And the burden I give you is light. In verse 28 of Matthew 11, Jesus is quoting that verse that I love to quote. And he goes so well with what he's saying. Come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And as he's saying that I'm going to give you rest, immediately after that he says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Let me show you the way. Because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Now there's the point. When we are yoked with Jesus, when we walk along the road Jesus is mapping out for us, when we do that, he's saying, the yoke is easy and the burden is light. So the burden he gives us is so light. And there's a blessing. There is such a wonderful blessing to be achieved here when we go along that road, when we burden ourselves with the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is such a blessing. He says, if you do that, you will have rest for your soul. You will find rest in your soul. How often have you said to yourself, oh my word, I need some rest. Oh my word, I need some peace and quiet. Lord, my life is so crammed and busy. I need rest. I need peace and quiet. Lord, I need joy to flood my soul. Well, Jesus is saying to you today, if you take his burden upon you, for his burden is easy and the yoke is light. The yoke is easy, rather, and the burden is light. If you do that, if you are doing that, he says you will find rest for your soul. Now, he's not kidding. He's not making it up. He's telling you because it's true. He's saying to you, if you go my way, then you're going to find life so much easier. And there is going to be this magnificent rest for your soul. It is just wonderful to know that. But we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision what we're going to do. We're looking at this series, Being Like Christ, and we want to be like Christ. We want to emulate him. We want to follow his example. And he's showing you a way that you can do that right now. He's asking that question. He's posing that question, if you will. He's saying to you, please, I want you to do this. Take my yoke upon you. Don't just read those words in Scripture. Don't just glance over them and move on to something else. Do what Jesus is saying. I commend you to do that. Do that. Take his yoke upon you and upon me. And Jesus says, let me teach you. Because I know what I'm doing. The reason I know what I'm doing is because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Beloved, we're going to do that right now. And I want you to join me. I want you to join me right now, right at this moment. We're going to take the yoke of our Lord Jesus upon us, and we're going to be yoked with him so we drive in the same direction that he is. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I have heard your word, and I'm responding now in Jesus' name. Let me take your yoke, Lord, and be yoked together with you. For I know, Lord, your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And you will give me that rest I so need. Father God, teach me once again how to be humble. And teach me, Lord, to have a gentle spirit, a gentle heart. Holy Spirit, I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to change the way I think. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to give glory to Almighty God. Wherever you happen to be, just give him a hand clap and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me today and you continue to do every day in the mighty name of Jesus. For he so wants you to do the right thing, to go the right way, and to love him, and to love your brothers and sisters as he loved you first. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. We're going to worship, and I'm looking forward to this so very much.
We are so blessed and fortunate to have with us this evening Helen Youssef and her band. I can't tell you how awesome they are. Let me tell you, when we were holding the Way Festival here in this church in a tent out the back there last year, Helen came for one evening. And she came with her husband, just her and her husband playing the keyboard. And I'm filling up telling you this because I cannot remember the last time I was touched so intimately by Almighty God in worship than that night. Anybody was here? Hands up if you were here that night. It was an amazing evening. Helen has now brought an entire band, and they are awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, Helen is going to lead you.
Jesus, you're so worthy, Lord. Jesus, you are worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, Jesus, you're so worthy to be praised and magnified. And right now, Lord, we just ask you to help us by your Holy Spirit. Would you help us to turn every distraction aside? Every distraction. What did you leave behind at home that you're still thinking about right now? Let it go, let it go. Just put your mind to him. Set your heart on him and let every distraction fall aside. Can you do it? Letting every distraction fall aside right now. And placing our mind on God, who is worthy of praise, who is worthy of honor, who is worthy of all worship. Everything that we can give him tonight, let's just right now choose to give him our all. Amen. Let's choose to give him our all. Let's stand to our feet and choose from the very depths of our being to give him our all, because he's worthy, because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From Psalm 27, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid?" Oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? Oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. And though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Hallelujah. My heart will not fear. My heart will not fear. You are my God. You are my God. Do I seek that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Just linger there. Just linger there. And gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Rushing away, choose right now to linger and gaze on the beauty of the Lord. And I will seek him in his temple, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling, and he will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. And then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy, with the shouts of joy, with the shouts of joy. Come on, with the shouts of joy. Come on, with the shouts of joy. I'm choosing with shouts of joy. I'm choosing. You've given whimpering prayers and a little kind of thank you, Jesus. I know you're doing it. But by the time you leave tonight, you'll be able to give him a shout of joy, a confident shout of joy. God, you have done it. God, you have done it. God, you have done it. You deserve my praise. Can you sing that? God, you have done it. 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 I give a shout of praise. Yes, 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 yes. God, you have done it. 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 I give a shout of praise in every area of my life right now. God, you have done it. God, you have done it. God, you have done it. Someone and agree, he's so worthy. Leisha, he is so worthy. Gervais, he's so worthy. Oh, Eugene, he's so worthy, so worthy, so worthy. David, he's so worthy, he's so worthy. Have you told someone? Have you told someone? He's so worthy, he's so worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. My heart says of you, seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. That's what your heart is saying of him. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek. Even now, come on, you're seeing, you know he's shining something up right now in your life. Face. Seek his face. Seek his face. My heart says of you, seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. My heart says of you, Lord, seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. My heart says of you, Lord, seek his face. No one else. Seek, only you will do. Seek his face. Jesus, Jesus, come on. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. No one else will do. No one else will do so. Seek his face. Jesus.
Seek his face.
Jesus.